Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, every one of us wants to go to paradise. Jannatul Firdaus. We will go to paradise. I know I will go to paradise, and so will you, by the mercy of Allah, by His virtue and His grace. We try, but our deeds will never be good enough for us to earn paradise simply by the deeds. We have to have the mercy of Allah. However, many people say, well, you know, if I'm going to go into paradise and such a person's going to be there, it's really going to make life a struggle in paradise. What's the point of going there? So sometimes women say it about their husbands. Sometimes people say it about others. Sometimes men say it about their wives, that, you know, well, if she's going to be there, I just don't want to be there. And sometimes they say, well, I don't mind Jannah, but I don't want him as my husband in Jannah. Well, that's very interesting, because actually we're losing focus. That's what it is. We're fighting about something that we definitely do not need to fight about, because the aim is to get paradise, to get Jannah. Once you're there, the Almighty has promised you that you will have whatever you want. Now, that is something so complicated, because what if I want you and you do not want me? The Almighty is going to have to deal with it in a unique way, something that I won't understand right now, but I do know that when we get there, He's going to manage it superbly. For example, if you're with your spouse and you, or you're with, you know, yeah, let's give the example of a spouse, and you want your spouse to be tall, with a certain type of hair, certain type of skin, and so on. You will perceive them that way, and if they themselves wanted to be short with a different type of hair, they will at the same time be that way for themselves. And how Allah is going to manage that, I really don't know, but I do know. فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. In it, you will have everything, meaning in paradise, in Jannah, whatever the soul desires and whatever is tasty to the eyes, you will have it. Subhanallah. Whatever the soul desires will belong to the soul. And whatever the eyes, whatever is delicious to the eyes, tasty to the eyes, you will have. So when Allah's promised us that you will have that, in fact, in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, and it's one of my favorite ahadith, I sit and I wonder about the greatness of Allah. He says, فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. In it, meaning in Jannah, there will be that which no eyes have ever seen, no ears have ever heard or heard of, and at the same time, it hasn't even crossed the heart, or like we say, it hasn't crossed the minds of the people. That's what you're going to get. So when I get to paradise, after I get there, I will then decide what I want.